when I talk about the possibility that I have brought you is to be free. Not one day, not 2 days, every single day of your life.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Please. Thank you. So, there is a lot to consider, a lot to think, a lot to clarify. Because when you look at a guitar, what is it? What is a guitar? What is a drum? And there are people who take a guitar and they mount it on a wall. They have them in a display. They have them for show. But that's not a guitar. Because guitar is not a shape. Guitar is not a color. It is when it is being strummed, picked, strummed, played, and it produces those beautiful tones that are distinct. Distinct. Then this is what truly that guitar is. As a human being, we too, we can dress up, we can have our hair trimmed, we can walk along the street. This is what we do so much of the time. But that's like taking a guitar and mounting it on the wall. Because that's not you. There is another possibility. And that possibility is the real possibility of who you are. You think your greatest gift is thinking. You think your greatest gift is to look good. You think your greatest gift are all these other things. And I am saying that's like a guitar on the wall, painted red, painted green, painted yellow, painted blue. There is no sound. There is no melody. There is no rhythm. It is not being strummed. It is not being played. It is not being true to itself. It exists. It looks good. But looking good is not what a guitar is about. You have to understand this. Because you are a human being. So the question becomes, what truly makes you come alive? The other day, there were some flowers sitting in a pot. And the pot was made out of glass. And these flowers were sitting there in the pot. And I said, oh my God, they will die. They need water. So somebody came and filled the pot with about this much water. And then, just yesterday, somebody said to me, they're fake. They're fake. They're not real. And I looked at them and I said, really? Because in my imagination, I could almost see them dying without water. And turns out it would have made no difference whatsoever. The question now becomes, if you understand that it's not really an analogy because this is what happened, what are you? Are you real flowers? Or are you a fake flower? Which one? If you are a fake flower, water doesn't matter, does it? This life-giving substance called water, you understand, water is life-giving, powerful. Do you think that water was doing anything sitting in that pot with fake flowers in it? Nothing. It was doing nothing. It would have been better to throw it out the window that it lands on something that can use it. Even put it in a bowl outside the window so the birds could come and drink some fresh water. Or nothing else. The summer comes, it evaporates, becomes a little part of a cloud somewhere and goes and rains down on the ocean and all is well. That would be even better. But sitting in that pot, it was doing nothing. Time is valuable, is it not? But if you are a fake flower, it does you no good. Truth is valuable, don't you think so? But if it is in the fake flowers, it does it no good. Do you have the possibility of becoming a real flower? Yes, you do. Do you have a possibility of becoming a plastic flower? Of course you do. Will the plastic flower live forever? Seems like it, but it won't. It won't. It won't. Plastic deteriorates. Takes a long time, but it deteriorates. Will the real flower live forever? No. It deteriorates too. So, there are natural attributes that you have as a human being. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want in your life? What do you want in your existence? So now let me explain something to you. What is the nature of this world? And what is the nature of knowledge? What is the nature of joy? What is the nature of the entertainment of this world? By nature. By nature. The characteristics of the true joy are like a stone. I know this sounds harsh. You would think I would say something more beautiful, more poetic. It's coming, it's coming. And the nature of this world is like liquid. Liquid. So I'm sure you're thinking, no, it should be the other way. It should be the other way. The nature of the true joy should be like liquid, and the nature of this world should be like stone. But no, I'm saying it's the other way around. The nature of that joy that comes when the heart is full because that's when you begin to play. This is when you come to life. This is when you come to life. You think you're alive. You're not alive. But when your heart is full, this is when you come to life. Before that, it's a guitar on the wall. Pretty. Nice looking. Green, blue, yellow. But just on the wall, doing nothing. So, the nature of that joy which comes when this beautiful melody is played on this guitar is like rocks. And all this world, the entertainment that it, so-called entertainment, the joy of this world, is like liquid. So here is the reason why. You are a pot made out of clay. And this pot made out of clay will one day break. It will. So what do you want to fill this jar with? Is it going to break? Absolutely. That is guaranteed. One day, it will break. And when it does, all this that you think, that you admire, that you like, that you draw your reasoning from, that you draw your logic from, will become illogical. Totally. Illogical. Every relationship you have with your house, with your car, with your cat, with your dog, with your wife, with your children, with your uncle, with your aunt, with your niece, with your nephew, with your cousin, with your neighbor, every relationship will be severed. You want to be a fake flower? Go on. Follow this world that will lie to you, and you are so loyal to it. You are loyal to it. You will defend it. You will protect it. There's nothing wrong with this world. There's nothing wrong with this world. Where have you been? Where have you been? One massive lie after another. Enron. You heard about Enron? Everybody, oh, best stocks, best everything, best. Turned out everybody was lying. Everybody was lying. Everybody lies. And you defend. You defend this world. You do not defend your heart. You defend the world. Your loyalty every day is to this world, but not to your heart. You want to be plastic flower? You want to be real flower. If you want to be the real flower, then your loyalty cannot be about the looks. It's about the season and blooming. Spring has come. Spring has come. The beginning of the month, I came to Montevideo on my way to Argentina, to Buenos Aires. I landed here. The weather was horrible. It was cold, it was miserable, it was raining, it was horrible. Didn't even know if we were going to be able to land here. But just for that approach, the weather lifted just enough, came in, saw the runway, and landed. Then it started raining again. And what was it like? Well, you couldn't see much. Fog, rain. And then came today, a beautiful, beautiful spring day. Beautiful spring day. Beautiful sunshine, sky. And then I saw them. Then I saw them. These little tiny wild flowers were blooming in the field. Spring had come. Just a few weeks ago, those flowers were not there. I drove the same drive, and it was just nothing there. But there they were, dancing in the wind. Little yellow flowers, little wild flowers. In the garden of God. Nobody planted these. Nobody planted these flowers. They are the gift. They are the planting. They are the gift of that nature. Which nature? The same nature that is making the universe possible. The same nature that is making it possible for this earth to go round and round and round. For the waterfalls to happen. For the sun to shine. No. Sometimes we get so enamored by those manicured gardens that we forget the garden of God. Enamored. Enamored by all that is fake. Enamored by all that is not real. Enamored by all that is not going to go with you. Enamored by all that is going to bring you a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. But do you want to be a real flower or a fake flower? Do you want to bloom? You want to come in season? You want to give off that beautiful perfume? You want to dance in the wind? These fake flowers are incapable of dancing in the wind. And they will never attract one single bee in their life. Nothing will be attracted to them except us who serve no purpose for the flower. Nothing. Nothing. Can they create more of themselves? No. Can they help a bee collect a nectar? No. Will one day they be gone? Yes. But it would have been magical. It would have been magical to have thrived, not survived. It is a privilege to be here. Privilege. This life in heaven. Because to me, the description of heaven falls way too short of what the description of this earth would be. And yet, in ignorance, the description of hell falls so short of what the condition a human being is in when they are in ignorance. So, no. In your life, know. Know what gift you have been given. Take advantage and be fulfilled every day. Because that's your opportunity. The world is not the opportunity. People say, I want to be successful. On the outside or on the inside? Which one? You know. When you leave this world, they will put makeup on you. They'll try to make you look as beautiful as possible. You want to be beautiful? Then be beautiful now. And there's only one thing that makes you look really beautiful. And it's not your makeup. It's when your heart is full, you look beautiful. Just like a child. The child is happy, everything is full. The child will smile and play and frolic. And when it's in pain, no. What do you want to fix? There is nothing to fix, only to be fulfilled. And that's why you came to me. I can show you something that can bring you that joy, that can bring you that peace. What do you have to do? I was telling that to someone. I said, not much. All you have to really do, and this is all I ask you to do, sit back on the boat, sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. That's all you have to do. Don't keep jumping off. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. All you have to do.